Okay. We know the Rebbe about to stop by. The Rebbe about to stop by. Let's begin again from Tosfos. Let's begin again from our Tosfos. Let's start. Once again, by taking a look here, and we'll move from there. Here's how long it's kind of a tough time. Let's begin again from Tosfos. The law of Tanir Mizuyah, we are still not cautious for Mizuyah. You should be good at Kiru Rabbanan. You should be cautious for Mizuyah. But we're not because of Mizuyah. The Mama is normal case of Tanir Mizuyah from the Kiru Rabbanan. We tell you Mizuyah. And the norm is that we should be Tanir Mizuyah. We're okay, we're not kind of a very. And it must be the norm because otherwise, how is life going to go on? So you suggested either in or when a significant piece of real estate is sold, I'll just quickly do the Zayat Ashtar, and be Torah the Ashtar Milga, and be Torah from what we know, and be Torah from what we know, because it must be that there's some way to protect against that. So it says, either you protect against it because Hanim Mazur, like I said, or you protect against the Tosas. If they know, yeah, you can't prove from this scenario that Hanim Mazur, that if you wrote Hanim Mazur, Hanim Mazur, Hanim Mazur, no, maybe we don't protect the Yishon by saying Mazuyev, we protect him by saying Parua. The Tosfos ultimately will say, well, that doesn't work by Ishtar Mecha, or by Ishtar Matana. The only way to get out of Ishtar Mecha Matana is Mazuyev. But at least by Ishtar Chov, I could have pulled the plug on Ishtar Chov instead of praying Mazuyev, they had become Parua. That's a dumb move, because that's not a good. And what, but how can I say Parua? Kevin is my Ibadet Ishtar. The guy himself could have said, Tarua, the father, the Mocher, the original, supposed Lobe, could have said Tarua. Why could he also have said Mazuyah? That's what we call Nachamon the Gemara and Bab Mitzvah says, that's what we call. Who she says that? They could say Tarua and Megan Mazuyah. Who she says that? Which Tana? Give me a Tana. Give me a Tana. Boy, it's basic.
Rebbe, thank you.
Even though I was Moda that the Shtar is real, because it's Parua, for some reason it's saying Apatra, you know, Moda Shtar is real, still Shtar is real. That's what you could say, and totally what a way to understand that, this is the Apatra in the Reed, is Parua meaning the Mazuya. The father, or the little captain, says Parua meaning the Mazuya, so that carries over to the kids as well. Time alone, Kaman Dalakar, the Moda Dabai is, that the Shtar Kita Yotel Yotomi. The Nishma was over next, that was the Shita of Yidayana Eretz Yisrael. And this was a golden mess, you only get to take half from the Yisrael. Paul is because you cannot take a pikadon away from the kid. That's really the point. And that was a fancy case, but the point is relevant is you can't take a pikadon away from the kid. You don't care about the other pikadon. Everyone says, pikadon, little pikadon, forget about the pikadon, little pikadon. Machloket there is Yisrael and Bavel, he speculated if the Kseret HaPikadon is Mishir or not. So might be passing the Kahat. The only issue of the Bavel is that. You don't think you're going to make it the half which is the Halabah, where there's no act in the Shtar and Kudim, and there's nothing to say. The Shtar and Kudim, it says no money, of course there isn't. But for the other half, you don't think. The other half is because you don't think. Why? Because it's probably because that's a new Karua. And you type Karua, Hefe Darzi. Hefe Zir. Hefe Zir Abba. Aye. But why did Nama say Hefe Zir? I did a star, so the sister ain't explained. Only the Nama say Hefe Zir because the Nigos and Zenen. We apply it to the children as well. How did it because I'm in Karua, Abba got because it's a Nenzu, we have to call Nenzu for the king. Why? Here comes on this one, it tells us on the master's point. Why can't you Nenzu pick it correctly? Why can't you Nenzu? Roshiach! It tells us the final day. So that's Roshiach. But you can still say half of it. Why? We should have done it, why then the moment I have to die through the nigga did it. So what does Tosus say? Again, Tosus says, well, you could be towing Karua with an ego despite the fact that you can't be towing them. No, I guess you could be towing them for the people also. Then it would not be a stretch to say you're towing Karua for them because they could have been towing them. But since they themselves don't be towing them, they're not going to finish. They could be towing them for them. So those two steps both need to be understood. Right? Step number one is Ilu Ha'ino. Ilu Ha'ino Nemtu Badai Ha'ino. That's what that means. And hypothetical. What is it into being? Ha'ino Nemtu is, of course, the kids themselves, the Yoshim kids, the kind of Nemtu, of course, they can name the kind of Hephazaki Megadim. That implies. And then what Tosu the Kukui says is Apagav below Hanina Nansu Nikoma Tosu then Hanina Nansu we don't say no, but still Hanina as a Darcy you go down Kamoa Abba. I don't think anything is true. I can say, I was towing, that guy that Susan towing is true. There must be him telling the truth, because I want the lot of people telling this. What do you mean? I must have telling the truth. I'm not saying I'm telling the truth. I'm saying maybe this is what happened. So what type of mountain we mounted to a shotgun? I want the lie to say that. They don't think it's telling the truth, right? They don't think he's lying or telling the truth. No, so what's the shot? So to this, we have to go now to develop our understanding of legal movement with a rush. Let's take a look at that rush in, now we need to develop a little bit of sophistication about who go, and then we're going to understand this. So we'll see if we can help us put right in, because I do the text. What's the Rosh say? This was the Rosh say, look at the Dr. Moshe point of Ram, or the Dr. Zerado says. Say the Rosh like this. He quoted in the previous paragraph of certain days of Yosef HaLevi, and they continue to quote Yosef HaLevi. Old Tata goes on, and he also says, Lord, we are needed by Surah Yeshua, Elo, Asim, and Mama. Now, Shavua Shomrin to Ikkel and Eilam Nigo. All the Shavuot. What's the class? What's the three classic Shavuot that I do in Mammon? Shomrin, Eidach, and Mordekso. He says, all of cases are Eilam Nigo. Shavuot are Shomrin. What they say? Oh, the animal had a heart attack. Let me hit the bar. So I have to swear. I kind of know not to have to swear. First, I have to dark teeth. So I'm called Barco. I'm to swear anything. If I say Wahadam, I don't tell you that. I'm swear anything. So this because I said Nenna to swear, I should say, believe me that I swore, believe me that I was Nenna, because if I wasn't alive, this is an apostasy, why would I bother? So how does Torah ever say that the Shavuot is a Shomrin, there's always an ego? Or, how does Torah ever say, Mordor and Ikka, Ein Echad, Ikka Lameima, it's a amigo, you should have said amigo. No, the Gemara says, and the Gemara should point out the Gemara, because then, you want friends with this possibility. There's more than this, but the guy, every rapper comes to me and says, you owe me $1,000. I say, no, only 500. What you did, I say, 500 on Moses. And the other 500, I have to swear that I do not own. So why do I have to swear? I said, the call for us all. That would be the mother of the bus, I wouldn't owe any money. If I want the law, I'd rather be one of the victims, I would be the call for us all. So it must be, when I say that I don't owe you the second 500, it must be kind of true. More than mixed, that's believe more than mixed, and Nico, I said, that's the call back home. So why not? You see, says the real fan lady. It's a good, it's a great Nico. It must be a Nico that doesn't work to talk to Nico and Shavuot. Then he gives a cake. So the high minded father of the family, you know? Fellow students with friends. Otherwise, you see how they, you were my partner, so this is an Agap. We did a look at our shifter. We may, I impose a deny on you, when we were playing this whole arrangement together, that I have the right to make you swear on a Shema. If I'm going to make a kind of Shema, well, maybe you cheated me, but I don't know. Next time I was in the store, I thought you were in the store. Or whatever the case may be, whatever the shirt is. We're both handling the money independently, but it's common money. So it's no easy to cheat your partner, and I'm never going to know. This was not the problem out there. So we made this, I say, you are partners, and we make this condition, it's the Shtabah of Yal Shem. You have to agree with clear to me to counter any kind of Shem. If I'm going to say, well, maybe you cheated me, I think you might have cheated, you're going to have to swear to do this. That was the agreement. If you're not going to swear, you're going to have to make. Okay, the reasonable setup. This is the same way, but that's a common setup. So on my way, it was, and, the Talmud of the Tzadre, right below the line of the Tzadre, I agree, that in the dance you that's true, I'm both, and me, you're comfortable only with the Shavuot Kutta and Eolah. He says, but I never cheated you, the Shavuot Kutta, I never cheated you at all. Believe me, we are Shavua. I'm telling you that I ain't cheating. Why is the name of Shavua? I'm a Gavda, he said, you have an ego. It's a perfect case of the reason we built LA, we have an ego up there. Because your claim is I'm going to bring the Shavuot to you, the Shavuot HaShukran,
So the other cases have a loop, but those are also the cases where one end is enough. The Rambam said, whenever one end is enough,
we don't require all the rules of eligibility. It could be a man, it could be a woman, it's got all the rules, almost all the rules fall away. That's not only working together, a real aid, all the rules regulations of say aid. But that. And nothing is said in point two, not in point F. That's his butt. Ram is assuming that eight achas in the high above is basically the same as two eight, it's half of two eight. Two eight and above are two eight achas. That general. But it's two eight achas. So one eight already tells me that I'm chayav the mamon, but he's weak. So then I cannot fall for the shmuel. When there's two of them, and one plus one equals two, let's say he's stronger, then I cannot fall for the shmuel. But basically, the chayav shmuel really is just, it's a chayav mamon, but I have the ability to swear and get out of it. That's what the rabbim says, again, the eight achas of mamon is the same rule as the shneid. So that comes back here to Rashi, Rashi saying he's making the same argument. He says, look, it's a manish of his mother. Well, I don't get what you think, like Shavu is like a different Arab halakha. Like, oh, that's just for the Hesed or something. Shavu and mother is the same thing. It's just another guy. Either I have to manish pay, or you give me a choice of paying or swearing. Right? But it's basically the same thing. So if neither works to get me out of pay, it should certainly work to get me out of a swear or pay situation. Or a swear situation. Why shouldn't the Shavu cover, why shouldn't the Neil cover my Shavu? So Rav says, I don't understand. Now, you did not understand the Riyasa Leif, he had a riot. So it's one thing to say he's not, his Svara is not the Rasavar, but it's not just an issue of Svara, there's also Gemara. There's a riot. So where you do the sources? You go to the sources, I'll knock off no problem. Masha'amah to the Shmuel and Shomer, they can ego. Aye, Shomer is an ego. He could have said, But I already told you earlier in the parish that that's not a good nigo at all. It's not a good nigo at all because the nigo is ha'azah. What's the nigo? Ha'azah. It's the nigo of a shomer. I mean, Yosef already said before. How come every shomer? He says, Nena. So if you look what he says, the din is, you can't be shaman. It's a function of Hummish. It's looking at the function of the Shabbat. That is incontrovertible, that is not debatable. That's not for discussion. If Shomer says Nena, and he says, to show it, yes, it's clear. So the Kasha is, one second, you pass him Mishmua, because he has, you should say Nena, Nigo,
He said, well, you see from here, the nigo of suing the shvua is no good. I didn't mean this would be a nigo to pass it for shvua. You see that nigo doesn't work to pass it for shvua. I want the rush there. And I said, no! Nigo can work to pass it for shvua, but this is not a nigo. Because this is a nigo de ha'azo. What's a nigo de ha'azo? Nigo de ha'azo. What's a nigo de ha'azo? Nigo de ha'azo means that I could have said something else, but the something else would have required a lot more obvious, a lot more chutzpah. I mean, if I say Nena, that's easy, you know. You went there to draw for 2 months, now you're back. You asked me to watch your car. I said, some dentist came by in the middle of the night, and they broke into the house, and they held me at gunpoint, they made me give them the key, and tell them the code, and I'm sorry, what can I do? I have to call Nefesh. Right? So that's a lot easier to say, I gave it back to yesterday. You know that line. I will look you straight in the eye and say, oh, of course, I gave it back to yesterday. So that's much harder to say. That takes a certain amount of chutzpah. So look you in the eye and lie to your face. So the last says, you don't say he's in the ha'azah. Why? This is nothing. Why does he go to the other one? Tell me. What is
Oh, I wouldn't have said it. The whole Migo is, if I want to lie with somebody else, no, you wouldn't tell. It's a lot easier to say Nena than to say Hadadarsi. So if you want to lie, you would say exactly what you said. There's no Migo. There's no right, and I'm just telling the truth. Migo is, if I want to lie, I would have said that. No, no, you wouldn't tell. If you would have said that, that would be a lot harder. And why did I say Hadadarsi and get back to you? It's much harder. It's Ha'aza. So if you want to say Migo and Ha'aza, doesn't work. That's why there's no Migo in the case of every Shomer. Why does any Shomer ever have to swear when he's a Nena? Why does he have a Migo Kuzan as a Darcy? The Mir Zalei said, oh, it must be the Migo that we're to be able to set for. And the Rush says, no, that Migo is not a good Migo. And he says, you know what? The other guy who wrote this is also. But the cost of the Mogul Mitzah, it's a Migo, Ha'am Minan, Chazaki, and the Mir, Chazaki, and the Mir, Chazaki, the lesser Migo, it's also, according to much greater Azaz, those are Migo the Azaz. You're going to tell, the guy says you owe me $10,000. If you know that you really do, to say, no, I don't. I don't owe you anything, that's how you lock up. To say, well, I owe you everything, it's a lot easier. Everyone knows. All those who have ever lied, then it's much more comfortable to lie with a fudge than to lie with an oath. Like, Mamish said, a flat out lie, to someone who knows that you're lying, it's a lot harder. Well, I don't know. I thought maybe a little bit. And he fudged a little bit. I say, I owe you half of it. It's a lot easier. Yeah, you forgot. You added an extra zero. It's a lot easier than to say, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, that's the answer. That's the answer. You know what? You know why Kofa Shimon makes this list? Because it's a needle to the other. This is a
I am not close to the having done a video between the Rabbi Alevi and the Rosh. Rabbi Dashwell. Rabbi Dashwell. Two or two? Say that. Say that. Say that. Right. The famous Machlok is whether Nigo works on Tim Shmurna. And the Rabbi says no, and the Rosh says yes. But in order to say yes, the Rosh says that Migo that he was talking about is not a good Migo ever because it's a Migo to Ha'aza. Apparently, Rosh and Levi thought that is a good Migo. Apparently, it's related to the Migo to Ha'aza thought, and otherwise, there's no raya. So there's never double machlokes. There's Migo to Mishmu work, and there's Migo to Ha'aza work. So the Rosh and Levi saying Migo to Ha'aza apparently is fine, just Migo never works off Ture Mishmu. Whereas the Rosh says, ugh, Migo works off Ture Mishmu, but Migo to Ha'aza is not good. It is a Migo to Ha'aza. For me to say half a thousand to you is a lot harder than to say yeah. No. Yeah, but still, for my time to say something is something you can check. It's a lot easier to just say, oh yeah, but something happened when I was there. Again, there may be cases where you could construct a Mikhadat, which is fine. But in general, the Torah says something about the Shmuel HaShomer, but in general it says the Mikhadat. We know what the Torah is talking about. There is such a thing in general that the Shmuel if you're going to tell this thing, they're all both saying it can't be that Nigo works by Shur Tashom or by more than this. We know it doesn't. We know we might be asked to swear. There's a possible hook. One, either the Nigo. There has to be some reason why does the Nigo not work. So the Rosh says those are not good Nigos. And the lady says those are ready for Nigo. It's just Nigo never works by Shur Tashom. That's not within the scope of the power of the Nigo. Rush says, no, it isn't the scope of Nigo, but those are bad Nigos. Those Nigos wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't find it among all people.
Well, the Rush, I think, would say that it is good enough Nigo to get you out of that. Right? When you're saying that the Rush is saying that it's the idea
Yeah. He said, don't have me, but have a good ego. What would be a good ego?
System. System.
Well, maybe, yeah. They have to say, but that might also be good ego.
Now,
yeah, he said, if you have a real ego, then it doesn't involve more good stuff. I don't know, let's say, I'll tell you what. And that says, you borrowed money. If I would say, yes, but I paid back, so I would be off the hook, right? If I say, no, I never borrowed money to begin with, so then I'm a connect, yes, that's clear. But they have to say, I have an ego. But I took the parati. Rami Parati is more awesome than Noah Hizzi. Then he was awesome. Well, you're right. You have to go anyway. You just forgot the Parati. So I would say Lola Bisi against the aid. So do I have to swear to Lola Bisi? He says, no, Lola Bisi. I said, no. I have an ego. So the Rosh would say, an ego on Sri Vishnu Lamina. And the Rosh would say, oh, an ego that works on Sri Vishnu. There are always out of the Gemara, but that's here and here. There's a big, big Machlokes in Rashi that Gemara.
Why don't you say that people say is a horse, but a Miku, but doesn't believe that these Miku are in that category.
And he agrees that Miku doesn't know that he doesn't make it to the Abba?
Yes.
Well, the light that it is, though, it's more comfortable.
Why
does
that not?
It's
a man of Because the Ramban decided to do that here, that
all the subsequent svarim on Shulchan Aruch, when they have their klal and nigal, they always appear in the same page because the Rav Moshe put it. So the Shah saying the opening Shulchan Aruch in the same page, there's a couple pages of tiny, tiny letters. If the Shah klal and nigal, then you want a picture on himself. His klal and nigal is so warm. He had a whole discussion with him, a whole discussion about paragraphs of Migul Da'aza. A couple of paragraphs of Migul Aftarim Shavua. They are the Kedoto. The Mamma Lamamma, and then Kenegat Eden, Kenegat Chazaka, and Tafi Tain, all the different situations. So, and then at the end, he wrote a Kitzer. Okay, now let me tell you more briefly. And then in Yeshiva, everyone has it as soon as they get it. If you're looking, they made it the place to look. There's one of the many issues that is about the Moshe Kotz here. And of course, it's right. Any questions?
Nigla to Mishmur doesn't work, but Nigla to Ha'azo apparently would work. And Rosh says, no, Nigla doesn't work, the last two weeks, Mishmur that doesn't work. Yeah?
So the Ra, he quotes the Ra here. The Ra is, you never thought about that guy's Dr. Moshe, but the Ra is, the guys who looked up this morning, the Ra is in the middle of a very lengthy Ra. He might show up a couple of Amudim talking about the figure of Dr. Ra. But in the middle of an old discussion, he has the Kasha, and he gives two Terusim, and the second Terusim is as follows. We talked about this case this morning. I have dogs. So then you have dogs. I have a dog, I lock him up here today, I go to work, I take him for a walk in the early morning, and I put him on a patch of leash to the tree for the day, go to work, come back, and eat him. And I take him off the leash and he runs down that. One day the postman comes and says, you know, yesterday, if you look at my life, they got bit by a dog, it's your dog. Your dog bit me yesterday. You owe me, or the guy comes back, he says, he knows that it's been out for work for a couple weeks, it's because your dog bit me 2 weeks ago and I've been in the hospital. So You owe me a lot of money. Everyone here has a dog. I don't know, maybe it was my dog, so how do I know? How would I know? I was at work. I don't even there's no reason I shouldn't know. So if I were to say that, let's work on the assumption, just for simplicity's sake. Let's assume, which is probably good. If I would say, I don't know, you know anything. He says you owe me $250,000 for nothing. And I say, well, I don't know if you're telling the truth or not. So I couldn't say any other day, I'll be off the hook. Because it's not suspicious. Lo havelei lo made. There's no reason I should know. No one claims the other claim I was there. No reason I should know. So, I looked in the Karev Araya. I couldn't say any Odeya, now we know for security. Instead, I said, yeah, it's terrible. I know, my dog bit you. We discussed this yesterday, but yesterday you told me your mole coming. That's not a very likely scenario. Now, but I have an ego. I say, yes, it happened, but Bachalta, believe me, because believing in Bachalta, I'm possibly going to Bachalta. If I wanted to lie, I would have said any of that. That's a much easier out. Come on. Well, it's easier to say, I don't know what happened, and say, oh, yes, you were welcome yesterday. I would be much easier to say any of that. So, you believe me when I say Bachalta. Says the Rav, take a look at the Rav, I don't say. What does the Rav say? Does it work? Does it not work?
The Dr. Moshe
The low Avinam Nigla Shayachal Olay Nigla.
That's not a valid Nigla. The Ran comes up with that to answer Akasha. The Gemara seems to indicate that you don't say such a Nigla. If I was in Ein Yodeh, I would have been off the hook. But now that I'm saying in some of the Taina, there's no Migo Akrit in Ein Yodeh. Does that make sense or does not make sense? What would you say? Daniel Arthur? Brave man?
Do
you think I'm telling the truth when I'm saying Machalta? Yes! Right? Why on earth would I say Machalta if I couldn't say Ein Yodeh? So what is the rule? That you don't say Migo by Ein Yodeh. Migo, I couldn't say Ein Yodeh. So that seems to be align himself with a real lady. It's like the real lady. It's got these funny rules. So where do the rules come from? So, Sebakom suggests, so you see the following. Let's start with the Migo da Aza. So why does Migo da Aza work? I could have said something else that would have taken greater chutzpah. So believe me for this, and it should work. The real lady seems to say, he's not the only one. The same thing that Migo da Aza works. So why does that make any sense? You don't see that telling the truth. So apparently, you're somebody who holds that Migo doesn't have to show that I'm telling the truth. We've been working up until the assumption that the way Migo works is, it's a lie, I must be telling the truth. Because why are the lie? What are the chances that I'm lying? It's so unlikely that I'm lying. You see, 99 to 1 chance that I'm telling the truth, because why not possibly lie? But you see, that might be what the rush holds. But if you hold up Migo da Aza, it must be say that Migo is a rule. Well, what's the rule? The rule's like this. Well, a couple of days ago, we gave the Hasgama to Kohen Benissa. And this is a din called Kofar HaKol. The Pasuk in the Chumash. Most mixed tests to swear, Kofar HaKol is an after. Ki who's that? If I admit the part of it, then I have to swear. If I don't admit anything, Kofar HaKol, I'm off the hook. What's the case of Kofar HaKol? Well, Hadam or Parat. Then we said, look, there are other cases also of where I could be Kofar HaKol, but it's not as believable as I say Machalta or something like that. So the pashas in those cases, I'm not really believed. But to have an ego, I'm believed. So how does that work? So one way is to say that, I can prove that he's telling the truth and he says Mahalta. Because otherwise, why would he lie? That's one way of looking at it. But another way of looking at it is, no. It's just a rule. There's a rule that Kofar HaKol is Neman. If I say Parati, I'm Neman, that's a rule. That I'm Neman to have a Tainus Petrov. So, then usually it's only to have a good Taina Tova, like Parashi Adam, I'm Neman to make a Taina Tova. Then Migo says like this, let's say it's not a Taina Tova, it's a Taina Reya, it's a suspicious Taina. So then it depends. Taina Reya itself doesn't really grant me that sort of Neman of a Baldin in his Taina because it's suspicious. But the Chiddush of Migo is that if I have Neman in my back pocket, I can use it however I want, within reason. I have Neman. I'm in a position to say Parati. I'm in a position to say Lahadam. Sometimes I can't say Parati because they're agent, whoever, stop. But in the case I couldn't say Parati, so I really have the card. I'm holding that card. I'm holding Neman, so I didn't come up with it. So then I have the right to use it, suspend it, so to speak, on some other time too. Since I could have said Parati, so I'm a man with Neman. Okay, I'm in a position of Neman, so I didn't come up with it. So I could spend it on Machalta, and I can transfer that Neimanus and apply it to my Tanis Machalta, I'll have the Neimanus there too. But if there's a star Makuyim, so I can't say Ladam, I can't say Parati, I mean some other story, yeah, but you broke my window yesterday. So it evens out. You don't have any Neimanus because you couldn't say Ladam, you couldn't say Parati. You're a man without Neimanus. You don't have a special div Neimanus but in the Tanase. Because you can't allow down Parati, and you have nothing to apply to your funny Taina Reya. So it's not this proving, I know they're telling the truth? No! But that's the Torah says he is. Man has their manas, because they're not the Taina. And there must be Kofar HaKol. It's a rule. There's our custom. I don't know who's telling the truth, but it doesn't matter. The Torah says I have their manas, because it's his Taina Petura. So, some, I always have their manas.
Because personally, emotionally, I would be less comfortable saying hechazarti. That's the same name. It would take greater chutzpah. But strictly from a halachic standpoint, I don't lose anything by saying it. In a case where I wouldn't be believed, or I'd be less believed, or I would be at a disadvantage, I have to swear, I have to pay a little bit, then it's not a corresponding kind of. But I could have, from a halachic standpoint, I could just as easily say hechazarti or say nin. It would work just as well. So I'm fully in possession of the ability to say hechazarti. Has to be emotionally be very difficult to do it. I have to have a lot of guts. I have to be very bold. I have to have a lot of azus to say hechazarti. So if you think that nigo means we're proving that this otherwise suspicious taina is not true, it's a rove. I'm proving the fact. I'm being mevarer. It must be telling the truth. So then haaz kills that. But the Rebbe's not lazy, and all the other Rishonim who say nigo out of the world, they probably would say that that's not what nigo is about. Nigo is about my co-op to say to the time, my mother to say to the time. That role I could have, from our last standpoint, we have the human element. From our last standpoint, I could have said to the time of Atova, that I'm ordinary together for the time of Atova. I would take more out, I don't care. And then, the other issues fall into place also. We had, let's talk about that Ron. So Ron said that what? The amigo de Enyo Dea does not work. Why not? It doesn't tell you the truth. The parent of Ron, presumably, that's what I would suggest, the Ron holds, no, yeah, that's very nice. But the way Nigo works is not because it proves the fact that there's a role, maybe that's not enough to solve my problem. What I need is this Neman Fadim Mitamasi. I could have said a different taina, oh, the Neman, so now I pull that Neman to this taina also. So what the Ron is probably suggesting, I think what he's suggesting, is it's only because of a taina. You would have said some other taina, you would have said a taina tekazarti, and that you would have Neman in that taina, so we'll pull over here too. But by the end of the day, it's not really a taina. It's a trick. If I say, believe me, a guy comes over to me with a shtar. And I say, parati. Parati, he has a shtar. So yeah, but you know, if I was a cheat, he left his car door open an hour ago. And the shtar was sitting there on the front seat. If I was a cheat, I would just try to walk over and take the shtar and burn it. So I must be an honest guy, because otherwise I would just destroy the evidence. Believe me when I say, it's funny that I say parati but I don't have the shtar. Okay, you're right, but I'm amigo, because if I want to, I could have destroyed his shtar. Is that amigo? Well, it sort of isn't, it sort of isn't. It might be a proof that I'm telling the truth, but it's definitely not a taina. Not that I could have said different taina. I could have done something. If I was a cheat, I would have made a smoke screen and went, oh, that would have something crazy. So, that's not a taina. It may be showing that I'm telling the truth. If what Migo does is it's a rove, it shows, it's Navarra that I must be telling the truth to this funny taina thing. So maybe a Migo unto a non-taina, like I could have destroyed his star, maybe also work. But Migo means, look, I have, I could have done if I wanted to, just since I have the ability to do that, so now I have my Nemanus card, I'm going to spend my Nemanus card in the other time. That's not Nemanus, you could destroy the star. That's not Nemanus. Or, I could have been Enyo Dea, that's not a taina. That's just a trick. I could have been Enyo Dea, so I stalemate because he can't get anything out of me. But I'm not Nemanus saying you're there. I'm just, nothing happened. There are cases where I could get away with Enyo Dea, we're just not saying, well, we're not essentially not responding. So that's probably what the Ron thinks. The Ron thinks that Migo, like he goes to Valesi, that Migo is not a robe, it's not a mevarer, it's just this rule of Nemanus, but in the gets transferred to my lesser taina. It's transferred to my lesser taina. That's just to give a term for that, two possible terms for this side. And then we say two ways of looking at Migo. But the Rush would say, Sa'ala, possibly number one, is that Migo is a robe. It shows, what are the chances, it makes it very, it shows there must have been the truth.
could be on the line. Whoever changed it. It's a very strong role indicating that I'm saying the truth. If you like, others will call it Adan Sahadi. We are witnesses. We're agents. We've seen that he's telling the truth. There's another way of saying no. You might see the terminology. Whereas the Ram and the Alevi seems to be saying no. That it's a transfer of the Nehemana al Din. You have the Nehemana for that, you could use this Nehemana over here too. The other terminology for that is Koach HaTaina. Koach HaTaina is your ability to say Taina. If you could say that Taina, then you can spend that Koach on this Taina as well. But if what you could have done wasn't the Taina, it was saying Eni Odeya, or was burning the star, then it's not going to work. On the other hand, if you could have said Taina, even if it was taking greater odds, I don't care. It's not because you actually could have done it. It's because how often you have the ability to do it, it will be emotionally more difficult. You have that color of finance. If you're in a situation, you're in a good situation, you're in a situation you could get away with a hadala parati, then you have color of finance. And then you spend it, that's a finish of ego, you could spend it on other finance too. You could spend it on other finance too. Not an extremely unbelievable finance, as we said, it's like a very formal But if it's someone, it's not like that, but also, it's actually connected, not likely, not unlikely, reasonable. So you have yourself as either use it as you want. Good? Yeah, but we haven't dealt with Shavua yet. Let's deal with Shavua, then we're at the back. Let's deal with Shavua, and then once we have this down, we're ready to come back to our time. Let's talk about Shavua. Now, how do we deal with Shavua? The Rosh said, ah, the Rosh is the Seirish. It was nice. You see, Rishon is the Seirish saying, Sarah Shavir. Then, I don't know what this meal lady is talking about. What is there? Miko Tun, Baba Miko Tun, Shavua. Who cares? Who cares? Why should it matter? Why should it matter? Let's think about that. The Rishon meal lady said, no. Let's fork out the case. Just say Miko Tun, Shavua, and we'll miss a couple of details. But what's the case? The case is, I could have said, and you would believe me, but now that Moshe Mitzvah, you should also believe me. I could have said, Parati, Egap has said, you borrowed money from the guy. I could have said, Parati, you would believe me. Now I'm saying, well, what would be, you have to believe me too. I could have said, you're not going to shoot if I know who you are,
I never take, I know who you are.
Such a strong robe. The robe indicates he's telling the truth. I know you're telling the truth. How do I know? This is why I asked, this is why. That's what he looks at things. So then, why shouldn't the ego? I know he's telling the truth. So that should be at least as good as the Shavua. Shavua is a way of figuring out what the facts are. But if it's not that I'm so convinced that that's the truth, there's a rule that what? It's about this Neman says to Satan. It is a rule that about this Neman to Satan. And if you have the Koach HaTaina by La Adam, you can apply the same Koach HaTaina here. Well, that might, it doesn't have to, but that could, I can understand that, because people that would break down by Echi Yeshua. Because a couple of levels. One of which is, what? Yeah, I didn't have the koach there of a super. You're trying to tell me I'm going to have a super taina. A super taina is going to be as strong as a shavua. Where did you get that super taina from? A koach was no kiyush. It wasn't. And you could have done something else where you wouldn't have needed to swear. Not that your words there would have counted like a super taina. You have the same koach that you had there.
No,
yeah, but that's because you didn't need to swear there.
Why didn't the body not use it? Yeah,
No, because there's no Chi Yeshua.
Why is
there no Chi Yeshua?
Why is
there
no
Chi Yeshua? Yeah, but let's say the Eight Hefa said you borrowed money. I say, yeah, but I paid him back a week later.
Okay.
Right? So if I said Parati, I don't say that. I say, no, the guy's lying, I never borrowed any money. I could have said, yeah, but I paid him back. What if I paid him back? Am I, do I add, I have Nemanis as strong as a Shavua? No, I have Nemanis. There's no need for a Shavua.
Let me put it differently.
This may be the same thing, but it may be a little bit different. Whenever the Torah calls the Chi Yeshua, one way of looking at it, might have been the only way, that might be why someone disagrees, but one way of looking at it is saying, in this case, the Torah is saying, your word is not good enough. There is a rule of Nemanah Matipatamate, but here, we don't accept your word. Your word is not good enough. So what does Nigo give you? Nigo gives you the Nemanah of a Tolain, of a Nissan. But he gives you, it's like you're saying, the same Nemanah you have in the same Parat. Nemanah makes you, essentially, what the second God is saying, that Nigo makes you into a Kofarakol. Usually Kofarakol, the rule of Kofarakol, is Nemanah, it's only by Parati Lahada, but real time of Tova, but you're an ego, and you've got the rules just by the Kohaka Makoka Kol, it's by a kind of radio. But what's the Kohaka Makoka Kol gives you the Kohaka Makoka Kol? But the whole point of the Yeshua is not saying, look, I don't take your word. There's no point for sure. I need more than just your word. So good, let it be your word. In this case, your word is not good enough. If you tell me that it's the point of the ego, like that, I was. It gives me a legitimate time. The order is giving me, that's going to fall apart. That's why the real lady said, Shavua is different. Okay, so we're going to stop now. Tomorrow we're going to pick up, and we're going to see how using this, Krakila, maybe we'll take a look inside and we'll come inside maybe tomorrow, and I'll give it out to you later. We'll see how that can solve our problem in Tosfos. We were wondering in Tosfos, what's going on with this, the Tanina then? So what's going on with the Rubain thing? Now maybe that should make sense. So then we're ready to move on to the second part and deal with the Mohammed Torah. I wrote that this is one of the most famous of Mohammed in the book. This is the top five. Let's go.